Wahino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Edenu Kununa Aleinu Maaseh Edenu Kunenehu. Shalom Aleichem. Erev Tov, everybody. Ezrat Hashem. I want to introduce to you this evening, for those of you who are listening on recording, whatever time you're listening in, Shalom Aleichem, to what I call daily kavanot. I'm basing this actually on the minhagim of Maran HaRashash, Rav Shalom Sharabi. And there is a very interesting little sidur of his in the Kitve HaRashash called Kavanot Pratiot. It would mean personal Kavanot, or if you will, daily Kavanot. Things that any one of us can do on a daily basis that Be'ezrat Hashem will cultivate within us more of an idea, insight, and orientation towards spiritual reality. And as I shared with you before we began our lesson, and I've shared with you in numerous other places, I don't think one needs Ruach HaKodesh to foresee that we are indeed coming into troubling times in this world. And the point that I have made, and I will make it over and over and over again, because I believe it is the most important point to make at this time. The secret of overcoming adversity, the secret of overcoming travails, getting through hard times, is real simple. You have to be spiritually strong. Now, I've spoken to you and I've shared with you how the Rambam writes in Hilchot De'ot that a person has to be physically healthy and strong to serve Hashem. But you see, this is only a means to an end. You see, the true strength is spiritual strength, wherein which your heart, your mind, your resolve, your commitment, your faith to Hashem is strong. And therefore, you can accept and overcome whatever it is that comes your way in life, whether it be in times of adversity or troubles, or just facing everyday affairs. Indeed, when we learn to fulfill the mitzvah of Devikut, summed up so eloquently by David HaMelech, Alav HaShalom, who stated, Shaviti Hashem, L'negdi Tamid, I place Hashem before me always. And we have learned in previous lessons that this is actually a halacha, a law, an obligation upon every single Jew to place God before themselves always, to focus always in the presence of Hashem. Indeed, this is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. We've discussed this. The Mishnah Brura and Siman Aleph Saif Ketan Dalet brings this down in the name of the Ari himself. That one should actually visualize the name Yud Kei Vav Kei at all times. Well, we discussed techniques of that in a previous lesson. Now I want to share with you other techniques. Techniques which have their foundations in Maran HaRashash and the Arizal. Things that we can do. And indeed, Be'ezrat Hashem, I have, in complement to this audio lesson, a PDF document wherein which all of the prayers and kavanot and yichudim that I will be discussing this evening, I have in written form, most translated into English, wherein which you can learn, you can practice, and you can allow yourselves to transform, to build your spiritual muscles, to be strong in the eyes of heaven, so that you can be a vessel, a vehicle, through which Hashem can move on the earth. This, therefore, is the true Ma'aseh Merkava, the true bonding with Hashem. And as I said, in my opinion, the most important of the halachot that we must learn. For indeed, this is the center halacha. If you can embrace the halacha of Devikut, then your heart will be in the right place, and you will then be able to reach out to all the other 612 mitzvot of the Torah, and all the Dinei Darabanan, and you will embrace them with love, with passion, with wisdom, and the desire to understand, to know, and to grow. So therefore, let's start. Kavanot, Pratiot, daily Kavanot. Kavanot, let me explain to you what they are. There's an essay that I have on koshertorah.com about a yichud, a spiritual unification. I wrote an introduction to a yichud exercise that actually we covered in our previous lesson on Divikut Basics, on the pasuk Tzadik Ochel Lisva Nasho, where the righteous eat to satisfy their souls. And I explained to you how the Reshet Tevot and Sefet Tevot, beginning and end letters of the words, have numerical values which themselves have correlations to many other concepts and holy names, which reveal to us the inner power, if you will, within these things. Now understand, this is something that Ezrat Hashem, in a moment I'm going to read to you from the Amud HaTefillah of Maran HaBaal Shem Tov about the importance of speech. What we think takes on a reality of its own. As the Baal Shem Tov says, Eifo Adam Choshev Sham, Hu, where a man thinks, that's where he's at. And in that respect, that which we dream, that which we think, can have and indeed influence upon the physical reality, because what it does is it motivates us. And believe you me, our mind, our thoughts, as private as you and I think they are not private at all. Of course they're known to God. I'm not talking about to God. We send out brain waves. And brain waves are just a form of every other kind of wave that's out there. There is always some kind of an apparatus that can receive them. And surprise or no surprise, the best apparatus to receive brain waves is another brain. And indeed, at the unconscious level, we are all able to be influenced by the thoughts of others, the impressions of others. A tzaddik, a kadosh, just by his mere presence, has a power and an influence of good upon those who come to him. This is the secret of a bracha that we receive from a rav or a rebbe. Whereas the opposite is also true. If we allow ourselves to be in environments which can be of negative influence upon us, whether it's in a negative neighborhood, negative classes in universities or schools, indeed these things can have a very detrimental effect upon us. Even though consciously we say, I reject and I don't believe, deep down the influence is still there. For all those who wish to proclaim the supremacy of the rational mind and disclaim any kind of psychic reality, Torah disagrees with them. The Torah very well knows the power of Ruach HaKodesh, and it is something beyond the limitations of the rational mind. And indeed, this is not something, if you will, in the exclusive domain of the highest of Tzaddikim and Kodeshim. On the contrary, Kol Yisrael Kodeshim Him, it says. We are all holy. We all have this potential within us. We all have the potential to be big and strong, to pump up. All we have to do is do it. On this note, let me explain to you from the words of Maran HaBaal Shem Tov about the importance and power of what it is that we speak. Quoting from Amud HaTefillah in Ot Pei Zayin, Maran HaBaal Shem Tov states, HaMashal Hu Kli LeHasechel. A mashal is like an example, a story, or a parable, if you will. This is a vessel for intelligence, sechel. We say, you have sechel, you have a brain in your head, you have intelligence. But dibur, speech, this is a vessel for machshava. This is a vessel for thought, contemplation, wherein which you are just, if you will, processing ideas. Indeed, we have a very interesting pasuk with regards to Yitzchak Avinu in Sefer Bereshit, where it says that he would go out lasuach basadeh. He would go out into the field. And the verb lasuach, from the word sicha, Siha is the modern Hebrew word for conversation. But siach is actually a biblical word which implies a meditative conversation with God. It's actually, if you will, the source of the Breslover concept of hitbodedut, where in which one just goes out and privately talks to God. This is exactly what Yitzchak was doing. Lasuach basedeh, we go out and talk to God. And it's from here that we have the ordination of Tefillat HaMincha, from the time of which, of course, we know Eliyahu HaNavi was answered, because this is a time of great and significant power. But aside from times, we must understand the nature of speech. You see, there is talk and there is talk. The Baal Shem Tov in Ot Pehe states, "Ein dibur b'lo machshava." There is no speech without thought. Thought. Thinking about what it is that you want to say. How many of us actually invest the time to do this? This, believe it or not, is such a rare occurrence today because people don't pay attention. And this is a problem. The Baal Shem Tov states earlier in Amud HaTefillah that one who would speak any words without proper thought is like Shvichat Zera Levetala. It's like wasting seed. Because there is a tradition that the length of our days, the length of our lives, is not measured by how many breaths we breathe, but rather by how many words we speak. And therefore that our sages advise us wisely, Siag lahochma shtika, the safeguard of fence to wisdom. Wisdom, of course, is the appellation, a metaphor to the world of Atzilut, the Olam of the Sfirot, or if you will, Sodot of the Kabbalah, if you will, the spiritual connection. Silence. Silence. In our very loud and noisy world, silence. Speech is the vessel for thought. True sicha is when you pour out your speech from your heart and mind, merge together to bond with God. And therefore your words are not just your own. They become, if you will, influenced, tapped, touched by a higher force, which in a way possesses you at the moment. That's what we call Ruach HaKodesh. And that is how David HaMelech, Alav Shalom, would recite Tehillim, or prophets would recite Nevuah, or Hachamim give their Drisha Divrei Torah. Keshehu medaber b'li kavana hu shvirat hakelim. The Baal Shem Tov states that one who speaks without focusing proper intent on what they're saying is like the shvirat hakelim, the breaking, the shattering of the vessels, which we recognize as the foundation and source of all evil in the world. This is a very serious thing. It shows us the power of what we speak. And indeed, even in the forces of darkness, the occult, where they have coined an Aramaic term of ours, abracadabra, as I've shared many times before, abracadabra is Aramaic for avara ke dabara, I will create what I speak. And therefore, learn now, this is the power of prayer. This is the power that when we speak our words with true sincerity, as the Baal Shem Tov is about to share with us, we create the reality. Very, very famous Gemara that Rabbi once asked Eliyahu HaNavi, are there any people in this world who, you know, have such super strong power of tefillah? And he goes, yes, there are. And Rabbi immediately called one of them up to daven the Amidah. And they said the words, Mashiv Aruach, let the winds blow. And immediately, as he said the words, the winds outside started to blow. Umorid Ageshem. And he said the words, let the rain fall, and the rain started to fall. He got to the point where he was about to say the Baracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Echayim Etim. And there was an earthquake, a rumbling in the earth, as if the dead were about to rise up. Rabbi stopped him from davening. He said, oh, Hashem, this is getting too freaky here. But this is the power. This is real. This is true. This is not just a story. There is great power in what we say. When we are able to divorce ourselves from physical distractions, shehu guf v'hakli shelo, and all of the different things of our body, and all the things, az yechol lirot pnimiut hakli, when you can divorce yourself from the vessel of your external concerns, your body, this is your vessel. Only then can you look and see what's inside, which is dahainu, hachayut v'harot shel ha'otiyot, the life force and the light within the letters themselves of the words that we speak. Keshehu mafshit atzmo megashmiut. This comes about when you're able to divorce, separate yourself from all concerns physical. Umalvish atzmo betoch hadiburim, and you cloak yourself in the words that you speak. In other words, the words that you speak become the focal point of your consciousness. They absorb your mind, and your mind is absorbed by them. Nothing else is there other than the words. I'll digress for just a minute. I'll share with you something Rav Chaim Vital writes in his Sha'ari Kedusha, in Helek HaRivi'i, the section that was censored for over 400 years. He writes that when one visualizes the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, that sometimes they can grow big as a house and take up the entire scope of your inner vision, of your imagination, because they're alive, they're real, they pulsate with life, they beat like a living heart. And when you visualize the letters, they're not just blocks, they are living beings. Let every letter of every word, therefore, that you speak, Divrei Torah, come to life in this form. And indeed, you will be possessed by the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh. This is the secret here. Az hu dabuk b'borit barach shimo, and then will you be bonded to Hashem, blessed be His name, shehu milubash v'toch ha'diburim, that Hashem Himself is cloaked within these words. V'yirei shelo yipol b'machshavato, and be careful that you do not digress from your thoughts. Be careful, be strong. And Pechet, he writes like this, that's Oth Pechet, yasim kol machshavato bekoach hatevot, focus all your attention in the power of the words that you speak. Ad shi'irei ha'orot shel hatevot, ve'ech mitnotzitzim zeh bezeh, until you can actually see the lights in the letters of the words that you speak and how they spark one against another. Metocho noladim kama orot, and from these sparks are born, if you will, other great lights. This is the secret of the pasuk, Ur zarua letzadik ulishrei lev simcha. Light is sown for the righteous, and for the straight of heart there is joy. There's a great Kabbalistic secret with regards to this pasuk, and I pray God Be'ezrat Hashem by the end of our lesson tonight, I will explain it as one of our Kavanot meditations. Ha'otiyot she'betorah hem chadarim shalav Yishem Yitbarach. The letters of the Torah are, if you will, the rooms for Hashem. Shehu mamshich behem et atzilut oro. He draws forth into these words, into the letters, the emanation of His holy light, as it is explained in the Zohar HaKadosh, where it says, Kudsha Barichu fo'oreita kula had, that Hashem and His Torah are one. Uletochan tzarich adam letet kol hakavana shehi haneshama. And therefore we must place our entire focus and devotion. This is our soul. Ki hakavana hu haneshama. The intent and our devotion is our soul. V'zehu ha-devikut. This then is the meaning of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of bonding with Hashem. Kudsha v'rechu. Hu v'oraita v'Yisrael kula had. Hashem, the Torah, and Israel are all one. Zohar, Helek Shlishi, פרשת עקב דף עמוד ג' עמוד א'. וזהו התפשטות הגשמיות. This is then how we divorce ourselves from focus on the physical and the external. That you can actually separate the focus and attention of your soul from your body. Then your soul can therefore focus internally upon the thoughts of that which you speak in words of prayer or in words of covenant. And this then is the secret of how you can actually internally view the supernal worlds. In Ot Sadi, Maran writes, Yachshov adam v'dibur, she'olam v'dibur medaber bo, olam gadol kezeh shebo nivro kol ha'olamot. That a man should contemplate that this world of speech, this entire universe founded upon and created by our speech, is a great world, and it's by this power of speech that comes forth the power to create. If you remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world through speech. Let there be, and there was. This then is the secret that we have in front of us to accomplish. With this introduction now, let me explain to you and read to you some practical material from the Daily Kavanot PDF that will complement and accompany this lesson. The first I want to share with you is a very basic prayer. Words that we recite before we recite a bracha or before we do mitzvot. We have a simple prayer called a L'shem Yichud Kudsha B'Rechu Shchinte. V'itchilu Orchimu Orchimu Adchilu L'chad Hashem Yudke Vavke V'yuchad Hashem B'Shem Kol Yisrael. This is the union of the Holy One, blessed be He, in the Shekhinah. There is a very profound secret to the formula of this, if you will, recipe of words. Because every single mitzvah that we do is for a greater and ultimate purpose of bonding and uniting the supernal worlds. As we say in general, there are four supernal worlds corresponding to the letters Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. And they are, to be brief, the realm of the spiritual, the realm of the intellectual, the realm of the emotional, and the realm of the physical. And our job and purpose is to bond and merge these four worlds in harmony within ourselves, and thus by doing so, bond and bring merging to the worlds in the universe at large. And you ask, well, how can I, in my mind and my imagination, affect and influence the universe? Do not underestimate your power. Because indeed, the little that you do in your mind has a rippling effect and actually indeed has an effect upon the universe at large. And I might add, for good or for bad, the choice is ours. For the sake of the unity of the Holy One, the blessed be He, and the Shekhinah. In brief, this is a prayer to unite what we call Tiferet and Malchut, Zah and Nok, or if you will, the spiritual and the physical universes referred to in creation story as the heavens and the earth. And we unite them with love and awe and love. Why don't we just say it once? Why don't we say it one way and then the opposite? This is the secret of what we refer to in Sefer Yetzirah in the first parak in the fourth Mishnah as Sechil Tinuda, oscillating consciousness, the pendulum movement from head to heart to head, from right brain to left brain, from physical to spiritual, spiritual to physical, from intellect to intuitive, from intuitive to intellect, from conscious to unconscious, from unconscious to conscious. All of these different applications apply to integrate and unite from one to the other, from the other to the one, back and forth, to unite them together. This is what we call the union of the letters Yud-Kei, the realm of the mind, and Vav-Kei, the realm of the heart, and action. That our minds, our hearts, and action should be one. In perfect union. And therefore what we do is in the name of all Israel. The individual imagination in our head has an influence upon the collective whole. And once we recite these words and notice what we're saying, then we say, behold, I have come to fulfill the mitzvah of. And we fulfill the mitzvah, obviously, to fulfill our own personal obligation. But also, that the light that we shine through this, the energy that we create through this, should have a positive effect upon all souls close to ours that might be lacking in this mitzvah, to assist them spiritually to be fulfilled in this manner as we are now doing ourselves. The Lashem Yichud is recited before all mitzvot. It's not subject to one or another. But now I want to share with you a number of prayers and kavanot, which in the Minhagei of the Rashash, in the Hasidei Bet El, our Minhagim is to recite these in the wee hours of the morning, after our Tikkun Chatzot prayers, prior to our Shacharit, simply because this is the time of the early morning when the world is still quiet around us, and it's easier to be introverted, calm, and quiet, to say prayers with proper devotion. This is a prayer I wish to share with you, a prayer which has profound meanings, as you shall see. The written version of which, of course, is in the PDF document accompanying this lesson. I'm going to read it to you now. This is my English translation of the words of Baran HaBen Ishchar Rabbi Yosef Chaim from his Sefer Od Yosef Chai. He entitles this Moda'a V'Galui Dat, a acknowledgement and revelation of what one's intentions are. It's actually a prayer for the purification of thought. And I'm going to read it to you now. Behold, I believe in perfect and complete faith that Hashem, our God, is the cause of all causes. He made 10 sefirot, which are Keter, Chochmah, Binah, Hesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. Their lights are hidden and concealed in the supernal Keter. From there the lights extend to the Yud, which is Chochmah, and Hey, which is Binah, and Vav, that includes the 6 Sefirot, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, and Hey, which is Malchut. To His great light Ein Sof, dressed within the 10 Sefirot, do we offer up the intentions of our prayers, blessings and praises, the learning of the Holy Torah, the observance of the mitzvot written in the Torah or by our sages, every good thought, and every holy intention of the heart. All this to draw down the supernal abundance and increasing blessing from the illumination that is within Atika Katisha, the Holy Ancient One who is the supernal Keter, to Abba and Ima, who are Chochmah and Binah, from Abba and Ima to Malka Katisha, the Holy King, and to Hakal Tapuchin Kadishin, Field of the Holy Apples, Bartiferet, and Malchut. Behold, I believe in perfect and complete faith that Hashem our God, that He is Hashem. He is one and His name is one. He was, is, and forever will be. He was hidden and concealed in Keter. He is presently cloaked in the 10 Sefirot of Atzilut. He will be revealed in Tiferet and Malchut. It is incumbent upon us to offer up our Nefesh, life force, Ruach, spirit, and Neshama, soul, for the sake of sanctifying His holy name. With great love and a desiring soul, we accept upon ourselves the yoke of the heavenly kingdom, even as it is written in the Torah, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kabod, Malchuto Le'olam Moed. Behold, I now reveal my will and desire before the Holy One, blessed be He. With my complete heart and my desiring soul, in accordance with Torah law, I hereby nullify with a complete and perfect nullification any foreign, blemished, defective, or forbidden thought. I also hereby nullify any thought or heresy, God forbid, any kind of evil idea, or any evil, blemished, defective, or forbidden image in my mind. All feelings of pride and arrogance, all negative thoughts and slander, as well as all types of anger, rage, and impatience that have ever arisen in my mind or heart at any time. Behold, I declare all these things to be completely null and void in any and every way. They shall not abide or be sustained or last in any way. May the power, strength, and vigor of this declaration, this expression of my will that I presently declare, reveal, and make public notice before the Holy One, blessed be He, be in accordance to the power, strength, and vigor of the laws of declaration and stipulation of intent that our sages have outlined for us in the laws pertaining to business matters. May this revelation of my intent be in accordance to the laws of the nullification of vows as outlined by our sages. May this nullification be in accordance to the law of the Holy Torah regarding the nullification of Chametz prior to Pesach. May this declaration and revelation of my will that I declare and reveal be accepted and abided by in the heavenly court above and in the human court below, as well as in the gathering of the righteous, the elders, the prophets, the men of the great assembly, the Talmudic sages, and all the sages of Israel. Behold, I make a complete and perfect public confession, one that will last forever. With my complete heart and desiring soul, I declare that all my actions are for the sake of Hashem Elokeinu, God of my fathers, and that He is one, and His name is one. All my prayers, my Torah study, my performance of mitzvot, be they defined by the Torah, by our sages, everything I do is to obey the will of Hashem, our God, God of our fathers, and King of the universe. He makes us holy by the observance of His mitzvot, and has given us His true Torah. For the sake of the unity of the Holy One, blessed be in His Shekhinah, and awe and love, and love and awe, to unite Yudke with Vavke in perfect unity in the name of all Israel. And let the beauty of Hashem our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Prosper, I pray, the work of our hands. Let the words of my mouth and thoughts of my heart be acceptable before you, Hashem, my rock and my redeemer. Again, the original Hebrew version of this material you can find in numerous Sephardic Sidurim, of course in the Sidurei of the Rashash especially, and the English translation is available for you here. Now this is important to understand, because within the concept of what we've just discussed about the importance of words, you create the reality of that which you say. And therefore, you can neutralize and nullify negativity by a proclamation of nullification when your words mean it. This is very important, because let me share with you a tradition with regards to the Baal Shem Tov. In Igeret HaKodesh and Sefer Baal Shem Tov and Ot Gimel, there is a small teaching here that in the year 1746, on Rosh Hashanah night, I'll quote, the Baal Shem Tov said he performed the invocation for the ascension of the soul as is known, and I saw such wondrous things in my vision, the likes of which I've never seen before. I arose level upon level until I entered the palace of Mashiach, where the Mashiach learns Torah with all the Tanaim and Tzaddikim, even with the seven shepherds. I asked the Mashiach when he will come. And he answered me and he said, by this shall you know, at the time when your teachings are famous and revealed throughout the world, and what I have taught you and what you have perceived has gone forth, when the masses are able to recite Yehudim and rise above as you do, then shall the klipot be nullified. Then shall it be a good time for salvation. Indeed, the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov are now all over the world, with the thanks of the great Hasidim from Chabad, Breslov, and many of the other schools. The teachings of the Kabbalah are all over the place now. Indeed, even the work of the Sitra Achra, the dark side, which grasps people wrongly through the Kabbalah cults which proliferate around us, even them are being used by Hashem to draw people close, that they can come out of the darkness into light to do teshuvah. There is great power, great importance in that which we do. The proclamations that we recite with our words, when recited with the proper intent, as the Baal Shem Tov has stated, create for us a vehicle of ascent. And this is what the Baal Shem Tov, this is what Mashiach meant, when he said to the Baal Shem Tov, when people are able to do Yehudim like you, unifications, that they can bond in their minds with this type of intent, Many people say, Rabbi, I don't know how to do it. I mean, I can close my eyes and think about anything, but isn't that my imagination? Isn't that just my fantasy? Yes, of course it is. But since when do you doubt that there is power even in that? Because our world has told you that it's nonsense? Mind you, that this external world of ours is a matrix of illusion and lie. And that which is within you is truly more real than that which is without you. And those of you who have any conflict of conscience knows that you can convince your brain to believe anything you want. You can turn upside down and inside out things. And indeed, our society today and our social norms and values have done just that. But deep within, in your conscience, you know better. And you darn well know better. That's why you want so much to have so much noise in your life. Because if you were ever quiet in silence, that voice of conscience, that speaking silence within you, would be so deafening that it would crush you from within. Great is the power of Teshuvah to save us from ourselves. Moving right along, I want to introduce you to another very, very important prayer, Yehud or Kavanah, call it what you will. It's called Mituk Hadinim. Now, I'm going to read it to you in English translation. And I have in this document, again accompanying this lesson, 16 pages of commentary to explain all the deep meanings of the words and the concepts introduced here by the ERE. Let me read this to you, and then we can discuss some of them. This is the Mituk Hadinim. May it be your will, Hashem my God and God of my fathers, that you send forth great and abundant Shefa from Habaya of Ab, that dwells at the level of Notzer Hesed in the beard of Ari Chanpin, to neutralize the power of Ehyeh of Ehin with its 10 letters, as well as to neutralize the names Elohim and Amonai and their 9 letters, as well as to neutralize the name Elohim of Alfin, as well as to neutralize the Shach and Par Dinim of Zun. Cast into the sea all of our sins and all the destroyers which are created by our hands. Prevent them from nourishing themselves from the holy names of Amonai and Elohim. By the power of the 13th attribute of the beard of Ari Chanpin Venake, which equals 161, which is also the value of Ekiyeh of Yodin, which is also the number of Alephim, which is also the number of Amonai and Elohim with their 9 letters, plus the Kolel, may all souls and sparks of holiness rise up, those which have been dispersed into the unclean by our own hands. A holy name is said, which I cannot recite here. Give us a glimpse of our divine inheritance. That holy name is Chet Bet Vav. I mention it because we will discuss that as we proceed. Chet Bet Vav. Give us a glimpse of our divine inheritance. Restore these souls and sparks to holiness, even as they were at the beginning, clean of all evil. By the power of the double Elohim with its 10 letters, which equals Yaakov. Cleanse our souls from all the powers of darkness, so that they shall not harm us by clinging to our prayers or our Torah study. For they come forth to accuse us, to stand against us, to cut us off, even as are the wicked. By the power of the holy name, which you cannot recite, which comes forth from the Pasuk, and Hashem said to the Satan, Hashem rebukes you, exterminate, totally cast away the strength of our accusers from their evil camps, both great and small. May they be as chaff in the wind, with the spirit of Hashem pushing them. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be acceptable before you, Hashem, my rock and my redeemer. And let the beauty of Hashem our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Prosper the work of our hands. Amen. This Mituk Hadinim is a very powerful and strong force. That when you know and understand what it means, not only as the ability to cleanse you and your environment, it has the ability spiritually to raise out to many, many fallen souls and to touch them at the unconscious level of their being, and to help sift them, elevate them, to arouse within them the voice of conscience, to arouse them to teshuvah. We can influence for good. We just have to do it. Another one of the great yichudim, which is recited many times in tefillah, especially when we recite the word shalom at the end of the Amidah, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mevarech et Amo Yisrael b'shalom, who blesses his people Israel with peace. We have a very special meditation, a visualization that we do at that moment. It's called Yichud Ner, the unity of light. The unity of light is a very special meditation wherein which we unify and integrate the ten sefirot by the power of God's names. And to be brief about it, because I have a full explanation of it again in the written material, the visualization technique is simple. We visualize the name Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke with the name Ekiye, Aleph, Ke, Yud, Ke. And we knit the letters together. One letter from Havaya, one letter from Ekiye, creating an eight-letter name. This is Havaya Ekiye. This is the rectification at the level which we call Keter. We then visualize the name Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke, unifying with the name Elohim. Again, knitting the letters of the names together. This integrates the levels, which we call Chokhmah and Binah. And then we unify the name Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke with Amonai. Again, letter by letter, knitting them together. This creates the unity of what we call the seven lowest Sefirot, Zun. The numerical value of Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke with Ekiye, Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke with Elohim, and Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke with Amonai, together equal 250, the numerical value of Nun and Resh, Ner, the light. So you see, the unity of Havaya with Ekiye is the integration, if you will, at the realm of the mind. The unity of Yud Kei Vav Kei with Elohim is the unity at the realm of the heart. And the name Yud Kei Vav Kei unified with Amonai is the union at the realm of the body. So therefore, what we're doing, when we call upon God's creed, Shalom, peace, we're saying, Hashem, there can only be peace when you dominate our minds, when you dominate our hearts, and when you dominate our behavior, our lives, our actions. This is what creates the spiritual light and creates the unity of the worlds above and below. This is the secret of the Ner, a meditation and a yichud that we recite every day, a prayer of hope that we can indeed elevate ourselves to be this light of Hashem and manifest it in the world. Now, the final yichud here that I'm going to explain before we do some others that I have outlined here in the material is something called Arba Mitot Bet Din. This perhaps is one of the most important of the meditations. It is actually a little complicated, and the Hebrew original I have included in the written material. When we recite the words, Blessed are you, Hashem, who recalls the kindness of the patriarchs and brings a redeemer to their children's children. Nama'an Shemo be'ahava, for his namesake with love. When we call upon the love of Hashem, we surrender our souls to Hashem completely. We surrender ourselves to the four methods of the death penalty as ordained by Torah law, whether it is stoning, burning, decapitation, or hanging. We unify the names Yud Kei Vav Kei with Aleph Dalet Nun Yud by the power of Aleph Kei Yud Kei of Ekiye. And there's a special formula of uniting these things letter by letter. And as we unite the first letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Yud, with the first letter of Amonai, which is the Aleph, we unite these two letters by the power of the name Ekiye, the Aleph of Ekiye. And this unification that we are performing in our minds rectifies the spiritual realm corresponding to the holy name Ab, and atones for us the sins that we have performed that would make us liable to the penalty of stoning. We visualize the letter Hey, the second letter of Hashem's name, with the second letter of Amonai, Dalet. We unify the Hey and the Dalet with the Hey of Ekiyeh. This unification brings about a healing to the name Sag, and a rectification and an atonement for those sins that we have accomplished, we have performed, which are punishable by burning. We then unify the third letter of Yudke Vavke, the Vav, with the third letter of Amonai, the Nun, by the power of the third letter of Ekiyeh, the Yod. This union of the Vav and the Nun by the power of the Yod rectifies the name Ma and atones for us the sins that we have performed which were punishable by decapitation. And finally, we focus on the final Hey of Yudke Vavke, uniting with the final Yod of Amonai by the power of the final Hey of Ekiyeh to rectify the name Ben. And this atones for all the sins that we have performed which are liable to hanging. This is a very powerful and important Yichud, because it shows our complete surrender to Hashem, to Shemayim, to do His will, and then we call upon the heavenly mercy to atone for our sins and to cleanse us, so that we can unite Yudke Vavke, Amonai Nekiyeh, or if you will, body, heart and mind, subserviate them to the Spirit, which is Hashem, and unite all things. Because by doing so, we create within ourselves a proper outlook in life, proper attitudes, proper insights. So you will know the right thing to do at the right moment, in the right way. And that is the secret of survival in everything. Because when a decision must be made, we normally do not have the psychic vision to see the outcome of the decisions that we make. Granted, we might be wise and have foresight to see that which it is that we do. But yet there are always random elements that we cannot see. At least not with the physical eye. But with the spiritual eye we can see many things. Now, there are two other Yichudim from the Siddur of the Rashash that I have included now in our written material. I have only included the Hebrew source of this material, and I'm going to explain it now as we learn. This explanation is not in writing. It is only going to be here in this audio lesson. There is a pasuk in Tehillim, Baruch Adonai Lo'olam, Amen ve'Amen. Blessed is Hashem forever. Amen and Amen. There is a tradition that we are to recite this pasuk, Baruch Hashem Le'olam, Amen v'Amen, 45 times. It's kind of like a mantra. And believe you me, when you do this with what I'm about to explain to you, man, will you experience something, and you will know what I'm talking about. In the Siddur Rashash, it explains like this, that as we are reciting this pasuk, we should contemplate the Kabbalistic concept, how the seven lowest sephiroth, referred to as Zun, have the ability to ascend to what's called the Nahi of Ima, to receive there three times the name Sag from the Chabad of Ima. I'll explain that real quick. We speak sephirotically in the Parsufim that the lower sephiroth of Zah and Nok are incomplete and need to receive what's called the sephirotic brains from the upper sephirot, specifically from Ima, but of course Abba within her. And this is what we call the ascent, our spiritual ascent. Now remember, Zah and Nok are a metaphor for, if you will, the heart. And it's the heart that must ascend into the realm of mind which is Bina, to achieve clarity and focus, because our hearts often are clouded and confused. And therefore, in order to bring clarity to our minds and to our hearts, to our conscience, we perform this meditation and contemplate. We also contemplate two times the name El, Aleph Lamed. One from the Pasuk, Mi El Kamocha. And then another from the Pasuk, El Rachum Hanun. Who is a God like to you? And then God, gracious and merciful. Both of these refer to the 13 attributes of mercy from the Sefirat Keter. And they're actually speaking of two different levels of how the light of Keter, the essence of supreme and divine will, becomes manifest in the clear mind and the pure heart. So when we recite the name Baruch Adonai Leolam, when we recite the word Amen, we visualize the name Sag three times, symbolic of the power of the mind's clarity descending into the heart. And we also visualize the letters Aleph Lamed, Aleph Lamed, the descent of the revelation of divine will from above to below. And then we say End, and then we say Amen again. Now, why twice? Well, here's the great secret. Amen is a very powerful secret here, and the numerical value being 91. 91, as we know, is the unification, the numerical value of Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke, and Amunai, the union of the physical and the spiritual. And therefore, when we recite the first Amen, we knit the letters of Amunai and Yudke Vavke in the ladder of ascent. Aleph of Amunai first, Yud of Avaya second, Dalit, then He, then Nun, then Vav, then Yud, then He. So the first Amen is our ascent above to receive the clarity of mind and the revelation of will. And Amen to bring down the clarity of mind into our heads, the revelation of the divine will into our hearts. And on that second Amen, we visualize the letters Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke with Amunai in reverse, where the Yud is first, then Aleph, then Hey, Dalet, Vav, Nun, Hey, Yud. 45 times we do this, because 45 and 45 is 90. 90 in the Kolel is 91, the secret of the unification. So by contemplating this ascent and descent, the cyclical motion, Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen, I ascend my mind to achieve clarity in the focus of divine will, Ve'amen, and to bring it down into me so I can see, so I can know the divine way. When you say the words with the passion and the intent as the Baal Shem Tov has described, over and over again, 45 times, you will see and experience a profound transformation in your consciousness. One last yichud I wish to share with you in this lesson. I shared with you the pasuk earlier. Ur zarua letzadik ulishrei lev simcha. Light is sown for the righteous and joy for the pure or straight of heart. Again, you will find this Hebrew version in the PDF documents that come with this lesson, audio lesson. And I might add, you can also find the Hebrew originals in the Sidurei of the Rashash. They are there. When we visualize the Pasuk, Ur Zaru Letzadik, we are told to recite this Pasuk 17 times. And we're taught to contemplate the last letters of the three first words, Ur Zaru Letzadik, which are Reish, Ayin, Kof, which spell out a holy name, Kara, part of the 42 letter name of God, which means to tear asunder. It's the power to tear asunder. And then the first letter of Ulishrei, the last letter of Lev, and the second to last letter of Simcha, form this great and powerful holy name, Chet Bet Vav, which I spoke of earlier. Chet Bet Vav is said to be the powerful name which can rectify and heal sexual sins. Where in which any time that there has been a blemish in the Sefirot Yesod, we can call upon this holy name to help bring healing. So therefore, 17 times we recite the Pasuk, Ur Zaru Letzadik, and visualize the final three letters, Kara, Ulishrei Lev Simcha, and visualize the three letters of Chabu, which have the power to break the klipa, the forces and husks of evil, of promiscuity, of lust, which bind our souls to our physical imprisonments, and therefore to release ourselves for the greater good. And of course, 17 is the numerical value of the Hebrew word good. So this is called a tikkun for the yesod. And the secrets of the pasuk where it says, say to the tzaddik, for it is good. On that note, I conclude the many kavanot that I have for this specific lesson, that I have available within this PDF document. If you will review the material in writing, listen over to what I'm sharing with you now, and put these things into practice with the power and the intent, as the Baal Shem Tov himself has said, you will see for yourself. You won't need me to tell you. You won't need my words to say, believe you me, because you will believe for yourself. You will see for yourself. You will da elokei avicha v'avdehu. You will come to know the God of your fathers and serve Him. You will fulfill the mitzvah of devikut. You will fulfill the mitzvah of yirat shamayim v'ahavat Hashem. In our troubling times, when we are surrounded by temptation and distraction and all types of trials and tribulations, this key mitzvah is essential for us all, and it will make all the difference in our lives. Now, as I shared with you in our previous lesson, the words of Hillel HaZaken, Zil Gamar, go and do it. Baruch Adonai Leolam. Amen.